दर्शक श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाए। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी भगवान की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 2, Chapter entitled Prayers by the Demigods, Text 40. Matsyashwakachapanarasimmavarahahamsa राजन्यविप्रविभुदेषु कृतावतारः त्वं पासिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथाधुनेश भारं भुवो हरायधुयुत्तमवन्दनं ते मत्स्याश्वगच्छपनरसिंहवराहहंस राजन्यविप्रविभुदेषु कृतावतारः त्वं पासिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यदु यथाधुनेश भारं भुवो हरयदुत्तमवन्दनं ते मत्स्याश्वगच्छपनरसिंहवराहहंस राजन्यविप्रविभुदेषु कृतावतारः त्वं पासिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथाधुनेश भारं भुवो हरयदुत्तमवन्दनं ते विप्रविभुदेषु कृतावता Matajis Matsyashwagachapanarasimmavarahahamsa राजन्य विप्र विभुते शुकृता अवतारः त्वं भासिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथा धुनेश भारं भुवो हर यदुत्तम मंदनं ते. वट वर्ड मीनिंग मत्स्य द फिश इनकार्नेशन, अश्व द हॉर्स इनकार्नेशन, कच्छप द टॉर्टोइज इनकार्नेशन, नरसिंह द नरसिंह इनकार्नेशन, वराह द वराह इनकार्नेशन, हंस द स्वैन इनकार्नेशन, राजन्य इनकार्नेशंस एज लॉर्ड रामचंद्र एंड अदर क्षत्रियस, विप्र इनकार्नेशंस एज ब्राह्मणस लाइक वामनदेव, विभुदेशु अमंग द डेमिगॉड्स, कृतावतारः अपीयर्ड एज इनकार्नेशंस, त्वं योर लॉर्डशिप, पासी प्लीज सेव, नः अस त्रिभुवनम, त्रिभुवनम च एंड द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, यथा एज वेल एज अधुना नाउ, ईशा ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, भारम बर्डन, भुवा ऑफ द अर्थ, हरा प्लीज डिमिनिश, यदुत्तमा ओ लॉर्ड कृष्णा, बेस्ट ऑफ द यदूस, वंदनम ते, वी ऑफर अवर प्रेयर्स अन टू यू. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O Supreme Controller, Your Lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narasimha Dev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramchandra, Parshuram, and amongst the demigods, Vamanadev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy, by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Purport. In every incarnation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a particular mission to execute. And this was true in his appearance as the son of Devaki, in the family of the Yadus. Thus all the demigods offered their prayers to the Lord, bowing down before him and requested the Lord to do the needful. We cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. We can simply offer him our obeisances as advised in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru, and pray to him for annihilation of dangers. Translation. Please repeat the translation. O Supreme Controller, Your Lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narasimha Dev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramachandra, Parshuram, and among the demigods, Vamanadev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy, by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदमयम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणा रघुनाथांवितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखामृतम स नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड स्पेशली हिज होलीनेस भक्ति माधुर्य गोविंद स्वामी महाराज कैन ब्लेस मी सो दैट कैन डिस्कस समथिंग फॉर आवर बेनिफिट ऑन दिस मोस्ट एग्जॉल्टेड सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। So this, and in the Bhagavatam, this 10th canto. So we are reading 2nd chapter, where Krishna has already appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki. So anyone can ask, how can Krishna appear in the womb? Krishna is a Janma. So then Acharya explained that Lord, He appeared in the mind of Vasudev. Lord appeared in the mind of Vasudev first. And from the mind of Vasudev, He transferred Himself to the mind of Devaki. And from Devaki's mind, He went to Devaki's womb. Now how is that Lord has to go to the womb? So Lord is independent. He can go anywhere. So if he wants to remain in the womb of Devaki, what is the problem? Now there are many reasons that will be discussed later that why Lord appeared in the mind of Vasudev. So few of the reasons. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, amongst all the senses, I am the mind. Mind is the leader of senses. And Lord is leader of all the leaders. So then Lord said, mind is also leader, I am also leader, so let me enter the leader first. So there is a connection of leadership. Then Krishna knows who is binding all of us in this material world. It is mind. So Krishna is surprised that is this mind so powerful? And Krishna knows everything, but he's thinking, is this mind so powerful that mind is binding all my children in this material world, which is a nasty place? So he appears in mind to understand what is mind. So there are different, His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, once he was giving katha in Vrindavan, so I heard he gave 8 different reasons why Lord appears in the mind. So these are 2 of the reasons. And then Lord went to Devaki's mind and then he transferred himself to the womb of Devaki. So when Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki, everyone understood. Prabhupada gives the example how if there's a pot in which there's a fire which is burning and that pot is covered with the lid. Still, you know, there is some gap from where the fire can be seen. It will emanate. So even though Devaki is in the custody of Kamsa, but when Lord appeared, her effulgence become more powerful. She is shining. She becomes, you know, very, very prominently beautiful. Because Lord, the source of all the beauty, is sitting in her womb. So Kamsa understood all the, even many of the jail keepers, they were very, having good feelings, support, emotional support for Devaki and Vasudev. Because jail keepers, they were seeing that Kamsa is cruel. They cannot do anything because they have their job. And obviously Brahma and other demigods, they understood that Lord has appeared. So they came to pray. It is the prayers of Lord Brahma and all the demigods because of which Lord appeared. Now Prabhupada says in this purport, we cannot order Lord for anything, but we can always pray. Pay obeisances and pray whatever you need. He will fulfill, but according to His plan. Otherwise, sometimes people think that, I can just pray, offer some flowers, because Krishna is telling, Patram Pushpam Phalam Doyam. So, offer something and pray and ask anything material. Yes, Krishna will fulfill, but Krishna has His own way to fulfill. So, ultimately, Krishna wants our eternal happiness, and if we even attempt to take shelter at His lotus feet, Krishna will make sure that we reach to the destination of eternal happiness. Like Dhruva. Dhruva was not a pure devotee. He had desires. He approached the Lord with the material desire. Akama sarva kamava moksha kamodharati. So even he had material desire, he appeared. Yajeta purusham param. Yajya means worship. So you worship the Param Purusha. So he went to worship the Param Purusha. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Such intense devotional service he manifested. 6 months Lord was forced out of love of Dhruva to appear in front of him. And then Dhruva Maharaj didn't want. He didn't want that material desires, whatever he had. Rather, he was condemning his desires. But Lord says, no, because you have desire, I'll give you. But Lord gave him after purifying Dhruva. Sometime he may not give also. So there are different permutations, combination, which Krishna will take care. Now here, demigods have come to pray. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the translation it comes, now please protect us again by your mercy by diminishing the disturbance in this world. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Lord Brahma, after praying so much, basically he is trying to say, my Lord, forget about what my fickle mind is telling you. What you have done in the past, protected this world, again protect this world. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that Brahma is thinking all these prayers are coming from the fickle mind. Even though they are prayers in Bhagavatam. But forget about that. You have protected this planet in the past, again you protect. And in all the incarnations what are mentioned here, the Vara incarnation, he protected Mother Earth. The Swan incarnation, Hamsa, he gave knowledge. Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Gaunitai Ki. And all other different incarnations as Ramchandra, as Parshuram, he protected. So, what is protection? What is protection? And how Lord gives protection? And protection from whom? This we have to understand. Sometime it may appear that Lord is not giving protection to His devotees. Like Abhimanyu. Arjuna asked him that Krishna, you knew it, that today Abhimanyu will be killed. Because he knows Krishna is God. Why did you take me away? Why didn't you allow me to protect my son? So Krishna is telling, Abhimanyu is your son, agreed. But eternally, he is my part and parcel. So my responsibility to protect him is bigger than your responsibility. And you are also my part and parcel. So it is my responsibility also to protect you. So he was killed in a ruthless, merciless way. But then, is the soul killed? Is a bhakti of Abhimanyu killed? So sometime Krishna may not protect. It may appear that Krishna is not protecting. But the journey which takes the soul towards Krishna, he will definitely protect that. The unlimited examples where he protects the bhakti. So, protection may be external, may be internal. Like here, in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, as it is said, Devarshi Bhutapta Niram Pritinam Na Kinkaronayam Rinicharajan Sarvatmaya Sharanam Sharandyam Gato Mukundam Parihirta Kartam. So, Sharanyam. Where we should take Sharan, where we should surrender to Sharanyam. And Srila Prabhupada, 11th canto translated Prabhupada disciples, but the word meaning given, Sharanyam, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sharanyam, one who is capable of giving shelter or giving Sharan. So only one personality in the entire creation is there who is Sharanyam. And that is why the meaning of Sharanyam may be one who is capable of giving protection. But here in the word meaning it is given the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which is the same thing. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke, but it is written Sri Bhagavan Vacha. So there is only one Bhagavan, which is Krishna. So only he can give protection. Now how he gives protection? There are different ways he gives protection. He gives protection by appearing again and again in different incarnations. The basic principle of protection is compassion. It is the Lord's unlimited compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, because of which he gives protection. Even though we may not ask for protection, Krishna is protecting. Srila Prabhupada says, these atheists and Mayavadis who say that Krishna doesn't exist, who say Krishna's form is Maya, Krishna is protecting them also. Krishna is providing them. And in 11th canto it comes, Krishna is telling to Uddhava in different ways that, you know, I make this soul suffer in hell for thousands of lifetimes. So there are different kinds of souls. Like Krishna says, one who takes my money and uses for his own sense gratification, I make him suffer in the hell, in the body of a worm for thousands of lifetimes. Then in the 11th canto only Krishna says, so then he's talking about protection. So Uddhava is asking that, my Lord, if someone is busy serving you, this question was asked recently, if someone is busy serving you and he forgets to meditate on your form, but Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Mam Anusmarana Yuddhacha, that you meditate on me and then perform your duty. But what if someone is performing duty, serving Krishna, but he forgets the form of Krishna. He forgets to meditate on form of Krishna. So then Krishna says, so what is the problem? If because he is serving me, I am meditating on him. So that is the protection Krishna gives to his devotees. So Krishna gives, like, you know, we see this Moni Babas, you know, those who don't speak. So they are also protected. By inspiring them, Paramatma seated in their heart, by inspiring them not to speak, they are protected. Why? What they will speak is all bogus. And they will push many people to the hell, and they will go to the darkest hell because they are misguiding people. Anyone who misguides people, they are sent to the, you know, lowermost planet. So Krishna is protecting them that you go to Himalayan mountains and you sit there, don't speak. Why? Because they feel, Krishna makes them feel you are exalted, and this material world is a rotten place. All this population, they are all, you know, karmis and all that. Don't even talk to them. Just go there and do your bhajan. What bhajan they are doing, they only know. So this is also protection which Krishna gives. So different, then Krishna is protecting the devotees by appearing again and again. So different incarnations, like here, Lord Vamanadev, he protects the demigods. Lord Narsingadev, he protects Prahlad Maharaj. Rather, when demigods went, they were very much perturbed and disturbed because of Hiranyakashipu. They go to Lord, that please protect us. Lord is not interested. He said, okay, you go and do bhajan. Do naam sankirtan. And make yourself busy in bhakti. When Hiranyakashipu will disturb a pure devotee, then I will come. He says, when Hiranyakashipu will disturb my devotee, that means demigod, how they will feel? So they are humbled that you are not at that level. But still, Indra Ari Vyakulam Lokam, to protect the demigods and to kill the enemies of Indra, Krishna appears again and again. As Lord Ramchandra, he protected. So he's protecting in that way. Another way, so when he appears as incarnation, devotees seek protection. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Advaita Acharya, you are preaching Mayavad, but it is you who called me. And I came because of you. And how can you say there is no form? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on the call of Advaita Acharya. But many times, most of the living entities in this world, they don't even seek protection from Lord. What to do? So sometimes, it's like, you know, a father has two sons. And one of the son, the father seeing some suspicious thing. He's doing something wrong. But father does not want to talk to him directly. Because it may sometime leads to complications. So then father will tell another son, you go and talk to him. Try to understand what is the matter. Why is he sad? Or I'm thinking, is he doing something, you know, wrong activities? So then Krishna sends his devotees that you go and give protection. Sing Narada Muni comes. So many acharyas, they appear to protect. And in the most recent in the modern times, Srila Prabhupada, he came to protect all of us, even though we were not looking for protection. We didn't even know that we are suffering. In material world, people don't even acknowledge that they are suffering, even though they are suffering, but they don't acknowledge it. They try to fight and try to win over their miserable situation. So then devotee comes. And how he protects? He protects through the process of bhakti and knowledge. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Abhikrama Nasho Asti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Swalpyam Asti Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful lecture on this verse. Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Mahato means great. Krishna, by performing very little, ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವ ಅಲ್ಪ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಲ್ಪ ಸ್ವ ಅಲ್ಪ, ವೆರಿ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇಂಜರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್. ತ್ರಾಯತೆ ಮಹತೋ ಭಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಗೈಡ್ ಅಸ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹೈದರಾಬಾದ್ ವಿತ್ ಒನ್ ಅನದರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ವರ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರೇನ್ ದ ಡೇಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬಾಲಾಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀದೇವಿ ಭೂದೇವಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನೌ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಾಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಪುಣೆ, ದ ಉತ್ಸವ್ ಡಿಟಿ ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಗ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆಂಧ್ರ ಪ್ರದೇಶ್, ಸೊ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಆನ್ ಒನ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್. Suddenly in the afternoon there was some place the train slowed down and everyone is thinking, why suddenly there is a forest, why train is slowing down, and stopped and train went back reverse direction and then again came in front. Then we saw there's another track on which the train was going, so that track is there and I can see the track is there. But after some time, after few miles, there is no track only. So the train was by mistake on that on the track, which after few miles will finish. So see, this is how Lord protects. So scriptures, they give us knowledge that the track on which you are going will finish very soon. And what happens to the train which comes out of the track, off the track? Disaster, destruction. And who can protect? There might be some signaling system, something went wrong, but some emergency would have, something would have been signaled to the driver. So then, through this knowledge which is given in this Vedic literatures, every time we are guided. Every time. Only thing is, sometime we accept the guidance, sometime we don't accept the guidance. So when we don't accept the guidance, then we have to face the result. Srila Prabhupada, he was writing something. Prabhupada in his previous ashram, at his home, he was doing some writing work. And Prabhupada's small young son, you know, there was a table fan. Now, like these kind of fans, now they are different table fan, but earlier there was no cover. There was no protection. So there was only, you know, back cover and the blades of the fan which will move. So Prabhupada's son was a few years old. And he was again and again going and trying to put his finger in the fan. And Prabhupada was getting disturbed. Prabhupada said, I have to focus on my writing and you are not understanding. So Prabhupada told him once, pulled him back. And this boy again went. So Prabhupada again pulled him back. He's again going 3-4 times it happens. Prabhupada said, okay, let me teach you a nice lesson. Yeah? So sometimes Krishna does that with us. Then we understand. When we take the advice of Acharyas and Krishna himself cheaply, and don't pay attention, then Krishna does something to teach us. So what Prabhupada did, he switched off the fan. Now when you switch off the fan, the speed has slowed down. That it will not hurt the child, but it will give some pressure. No, it will, some effect will be there. So then Prabhupada was holding his son, and he switched off the fan. When the fan slowed down, he left him. As he left him, this boy went and immediately put his finger. Now, he didn't get hurt, but it was sufficient for him to understand that this is a danger zone. And then he went. And Prabhupada again switched off the fan, started writing. So Prabhupada tells a story, this incident, that how Krishna sometimes does this with his devotees, in order to teach us some lesson which we are not understanding otherwise. Hmm. Prabhupada was talking to one Mayavadi, Pakka Mayavadi. Not only Mayavadi, Prabhupada said nowadays what? They don't even accept the defeat. At least 500 years back, we know this Keshav Kashmiri and what was that? No. Rup Sanatan, who came to Jeev Goswami defeated, there was Rup Kaviraj. Rup Narayan. So at least, you know, in 7 days, Jeev Goswami defeated and he accepted the defeat. And Keshav Kashmiri also got defeated, accepted. Even Prakashananda Saraswati. But nowadays, they don't accept also. I think 2 days back only we were reading or hearing Prabhupada telling that. I think Lila Amrita. Yeah, yes, 2 days back. Yesterday, Ekadashi. My Prabhupada is telling that my disciples arranged some meeting with some scientist, some politician, some philosopher. But it's a waste of time, Prabhupada said. Because even if you try to explain, even if they understand they are wrong, they will never admit it. So there was one fellow and Prabhupada is trying to preach him in India. And Prabhupada is sitting on the chair and this person was also sitting on the chair. And the few disciples of Prabhupada were sitting on the floor. So Prabhupada is trying to explain him. So Prabhupada asked him, is there any difference between a cotton ball, that means cotton threads, and cotton shirt? Swamiji, it is not that. Prabhupada said, I am asking you one thing. Is there any difference between cotton and cotton shirt? Again he is giving some gyan. Prabhupada said, I am asking you, and Prabhupada is like becoming more firm. I am asking you, is there any difference between cotton shirt and a cotton ball? And again he started blabbering something. And then Prabhupada, you know, leaned in front, grabbed his collar and shook him 4 or 5 times. Because he is not understanding. Things are not going inside his, you know, consciousness. Prabhupada literally shook him and said, after this fellow is like, what is happening here, sadhu? Prabhupada said, is there any difference between cotton and cotton shirt? Yes, yes. Yes, Swamiji, yes. This is what I'm trying to explain. And then Prabhupada's disciples like, wow. Titikshva, Karunika, Surada, Sarvabhuta, Naam. Where is that? This is Surada, Sarvabhuta, Naam only. It's a different way. So then Prabhupada looked at his disciples and he said, whatever a young child or an old man does should not be imitated. You should not do this. I'm old fellow, I can do this. No one will mind. And taking that privilege, obviously Prabhupada's purity, and Prabhupada says everyone, Prabhupada said, giving lecture in America, he said, your President Nixon, he is another rascal. I mean, no. That time, there's some law come, no? You cannot talk about the government or something. In China, if you speak, they'll immediately slaughter you. So Prabhupada, such an acharya, he's telling the President of America, the most powerful person, you know, in his country only. So sometimes Krishna directly or through his devotees, he does. If we don't understand, if we don't accept the knowledge, then he protects us in this way. The mind. One student came and he asked me, Prabhuji, I will join ashram. What will come as an obstacle in the temple for my bhakti? What is the obstacle in my bhakti? Because what happened, he went to YouTube, you know, he's a new fellow, he went and heard something. So I said, YouTube and websites, anyone can write criticism of others. I can sit here and say many things about so many people in the world. Who will bother? I told him, if I will make a video and I will say your father is so and so person and not your real father, what will you do? I'll take name of Prime Minister. Okay, Prime Minister of India is your father. And then some problem will, you know, someone will talk about this, and Prime Minister's office will call me, this is false. Okay, sir, sorry. But by this time, the video has gone out. It's gone out. So to criticize is not a big deal today. There's no control. And why we should even pay attention to this criticism? So then he asked me, what can be an obstacle in bhakti if I join temple? I said only one thing. He said, what is that? Your mind. Nothing else. Not even Krishna. Because Krishna wants you to perform bhakti. Even not Krishna will stop. Why will Krishna stop? And Krishna will make sure your bhakti is protected. It's only your mind which is the biggest obstacle in your bhakti. So Krishna protects. How many of us have not got chastisement from our mothers and fathers? How many of us have never got chastisement from mother and father? Nobody. Everyone has got. Then what happens? So many times we have been chastised by our father and mother. Why? Does that prove that our mother does not love us? Does that prove our father does not love us? Why they are chastising? Two, why they chastise us? To bring us in a discipline. So that we should be disciplined. We should be on the track. So Guru does that. Vaishnavas do that. But somehow our mind cheats. Oh, this person chastised me. But why? Whatever the other person has done, it is all lost. Only because you got chastisement for your discipline, so that you can be in discipline and you can perform bhakti. Otherwise your train will go off track. And there is no track. Gone. So as we give example of Prabhupada, so sometimes it happens. But that time our mind cheats. When our mother chastises us, when our father chastises, when our elder siblings, they chastise, that time the mind is not cheating. Because we are already in Maya. But now we are trying to come out of Maya. And little bit of friction, Maya is telling us, see, I told you, don't leave me. You left me and you're going to where? These sadhus who are not giving you anything, only chastisement. Come back. And that's how devotees leave. Otherwise, what is the obstacle? There is no obstacle in bhakti. Nobody can, you know, even if someone cuts your tongue, you can still chant. Even if someone, you know, makes you deaf, you can still chant. There is nothing which can stop us. And that's what Haridas Thakur is telling. Even if you, he's telling to the king, even if you cut my body into millions of pieces, every piece will chant Hare Krishna. Because na hanyate hanyamane sharire, the body may be destroyed, the soul will never. But who is the person, who is the entity who is destroying our soul? Is our own mind. So then Krishna, either directly or through his devotees or through his scriptures or by performing something in our life, you know, Krishna teaches us. Like they say in Hindi, लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते. तो हमारा शरीर तो पंच महाभूत का बना है, तो एक नहीं है, पांच महाभूत हैं, और उनका सरदार कौन है? मन. तो उस भूत को जब तक लात नहीं पड़ेगा वो सुधरता नहीं. It has to be kicked. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur has already said, beat your mind with shoes 100 times in the morning and beat your mind 100 times with the broom in the night. What is that beating? Because we cannot see the mind, how can we beat? That beating is whenever mind will say, let us do this, you tell your mind, let me ask my authority. Who is the authority? It can be Guru, it can be Sadhu, it can be Shastra. My mind gets beating. My mind is thinking so many billions and trillions and zillions of lifetimes, you heard what I said. And now he's not hearing. So it's actually a slap on the face of mind. And how many, on an average, they say 10,000 plus thoughts come in our mind every day. 10,000. Sometimes some devotee say, Prabhuji, I cannot remain brahmachari or I cannot become brahmachari because so much thoughts of, you know, women are coming in my mind. Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu used to say, if you are getting every day 500 thoughts of women, you still can be a good brahmachari. I'm not telling you to think, but that's what he says, so don't worry. He says, if the number crosses beyond 2000, then you can think of becoming grihastha. No problem. I was talking to Prabodhananda Swami Maharaj here when he came last time. So, we know that we are offered this Brahminical initiation. So, it is not that we are Brahmins. Okay, take Brahman Diksha, now try to become Brahmin. So, Maharaj said that is how it works. You are not sannyasi. Take sannyas, try to become sannyasi. So, take saffron, try to become brahmachari. You are not brahmachari already. When we join, we are celibates. We are celibates. By performance of bhakti, we will become brahmacharis. So now we have to become. Otherwise people say, no, my mind is just... So Krishna protects. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So whenever our mind gives any idea, immediately give answer to your mind which is coming from either Guru, Shastra or Sadhu. That is the beating to the mind. And continuously we have to beat every thought after another thought, every day after day, month after month, year after year, and we should be ready to beat our mind life after life. And then the mind will be trained, because mind is a flexible entity. Mind is born out of goodness. It is because of false ego the mind gets contaminated. So then mind will, the beating is actually giving to mind, but false ego gets impacted. And gradually, by performance of bhakti and beating the mind, it comes to its natural state of goodness and then surrenders. And that stage, at that stage, mind becomes the friend. Then you see the life is so smooth, that is the level of nishtha. 75% Prabhupada says anarthas have gone from the heart. Otherwise this anartha nivritti stage is so long, it may go up, life after life it will go on if we will not purify. Krishna says to Arjuna, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasthine sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. Tattva darshi, like Srila Prabhupada, is a tattva darshi, he has seen the tattva, he has seen truth. And that's why we can understand, one who has seen absolute truth, who has seen the personality of Godhead, and someone coming and telling him there is no form of Lord, it's very natural for Prabhupada to become angry. And after this, what Krishna is saying is very important verse. Generally we learn this verse, we discuss, but there's another verse which comes immediately after that. Someone may ask that, okay, Arjuna is asking Krishna, okay, my Lord, I will approach a Tattva Darshi. Surrender unto him, serve him, and inquire from him. And then he'll give me the answer. But what will happen after that? Then Krishna says, Yad gatvana punar moham, evam yasyati pandava, yena bhutani asheshani drakshani atmani athomahi. He says, Yad gatvana punar moham, na punar moham. You will not, yad gatva, after getting this knowledge, na punar moham, you will not fall in illusion again. Once you get the knowledge from the Tattva Darshi, you will never fall back again in the illusion. This is the result. And this is our target. Right now, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have approached the Tattva Darshi. At least we have come at his lotus feet. But still surrender is remaining. At least for me, surrender is remaining. Service is remaining. Inquiry is remaining. If these three things are done, then whatever is given, that knowledge, will not let us fall again in the trap of illusion. So mind is the biggest enemy, and Krishna has different ways and means to protect us from this enemy. So whenever we get it's like someone is chastising me. Does anything happening to my body? No. He's not even touching me. Then why I'm feeling bad? Because false ego is getting hit and mind is getting purified. But we feel bad. And what kind of... Krishna speaks so heavily to Arjuna. These are the chastisement for us. Bhagavatam speaks chastisement for us. So then we have to accept it in the right spirit, understanding that it is for our benefit. Like the doctor performing the operation. He is cutting the body. See, some protection Krishna is giving. What do you call? Bumblebee, not bumblebee, honeybee. So some blood is purifying, coming out. So, whenever mind is getting, if we take in the right spirit, then what happens? We get purified. When we get purified, that is the time. First thing will happen is our performance of bhakti. We'll be fixed up in bhakti process. And immediately we'll attain happiness. One devotee was saying, in Hyderabad there's a train, I think Hyderabad to Kakinada or something, Pushpul Express. You know Pushpul Express? So Pushpul means push and pull. Push and pull. So from the level of Shraddha to the level of Nishtha, we have to push our vehicle. We have to push ourselves. And from the level of Nishtha to the level of prema, Krishna will pull. So this is Pushpul Express. So we have to push. And Krishna is giving all the platform. So this is how, in this verse, Brahma is talking about protection. And Krishna will definitely give protection. Anyone who seeks protection from Krishna and surrenders, he is bound to give protection. Hare Krishna. Any comments or question?
Hare Krishna Guruji, thank you very much. We just right now, as you told that when senior someone body is chastised, then we just our false ego is hit. So please can you tell me
what?
When some senior is chastised us, actually or physically we don't have anything, but our false ego hit. So please can you tell us what the immediate action we can take when some seniors or some equals is chastising? Because sometimes what we do, we again take the action for equal, we can take the some reaction again, or otherwise seniors we think we forget whatever he has done for us, and our quality of gratitude is just gone out at that time. So what we can do at that time?
Actually, whenever we get chastised by anyone, like when you are working in the company, your boss will chastise you, then what happens? What do? You cannot do anything. सिर्फ मन में गाली देते हैं. तो सिमिलरली व्हेन योर सीनियर चेस्टाइज यू कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग, ओनली यू गेट मोर एंड मोर फ्रस्ट्रेटेड इंटरनली इफ यू डोंट टेक दैट इन द राइट स्पिरिट. सो दैट इज व्हाई अगेन एंड अगेन रीडिंग, अगेन एंड अगेन हियरिंग, अगेन एंड अगेन चैंटिंग एंड सर्विंग, दिस विल गिव अस नॉलेज हाउ टू एक्ट, बिकॉज our response can come in mode of ignorance or in mode of passion or in mode of goodness. Like you see this honeybee, a bumblebee, whatever honeybee call. No. Now this bee was trying to take nectar from the flower and enjoying, but somehow when I am trying to adjust the garland, this honeybee got disturbed and immediately it bit me. This is mode of passion, mode of ignorance. This is a response in mode of ignorance. There is a response in mode of passion. But we have to come to the level where we respond in mode of goodness. And what is the sign of goodness? It is not inaction. Goodness is not inaction. Ignorance is inaction. Goodness and ignorance, they look very similar. So sometimes we confuse. I was telling yesterday someone that all the Americans and Europeans, they are Kshatriyas. Prabhupada said they are Kshatriyas. Because when Parashuram was killing, I heard this first time. I thought he destroyed all the Kshatriyas 21 times all over the world. Prabhupada said, no. When Parashuram was destroying, that's okay later. No, it's okay. So when Parashuram was killing 21 times, Prabhupada said some of the Kshatriyas, they ran away to Europe and America. And that's why they are Kshatriyas. You see, they're powerful. A strong built body. And Prabhupada very nicely utilized this. He challenged them. Kshatriyas, they like challenge. So Prabhupada told his American disciples, you are world leaders. You have to establish this Krishna conscious movement. Otherwise, who will do? Immediately they accepted the challenge and they worked so hard. This is how a Brahmana works through the Kshatriya. Brahmana is not. So I told, then who are Indians? Are Indians Brahmins? I said, we are Brahmanas without Brahmatva. Dvijabandhu. We are Brahmins, but we don't have Brahmanical qualities. So we have become lazy. That is ignorance. Goodness is not inaction. Goodness is action in knowledge. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, enthusiasm means action with intelligence. Enthusiasm is not acting enthusiastically. Prabhupada writes the word meaning, he says acting with intelligence is enthusiasm. If there is no intelligence, that means what? What? So then he was, what do you call this? Lazy, active foolish. We'll become active foolish. We'll be active and we'll be foolish if we act enthusiastically without intelligence. So that intelligence means, knowledge means you are in mode of goodness. You can act and eat like. You can act very fast. That does not make you to come down to mode of passion. You are still in goodness. But because you are acting with knowledge, you are in mode of goodness. So knowledge is more important. So any response you give, if that response is coming through the knowledge, and knowledge is coming from the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, that means you are acting in mode of goodness. So you will get purified gradually.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned that when our mother and father, they chastise us, So we don't become like that. Means earlier case was we were small children, so simplicity was there. But now because we have B.Tech, M.Tech, PhD, so whenever this we understand also that okay, I was in fault, and this sadhu who is chastising me is whatever he is speaking, that is also correct. But we start thinking that this should be done in a proper way so that I can understand and my feeling is not hurt. And we think that because of this chastisement, not getting means correction in a proper way, we think that I am more discouraged to serve. So how to means?
If I have not told my parents that I have become a sadhu, and my mother suddenly comes here and she says, oh, you told me I am going to Bombay to take up a job and this is what you are doing, then she will come, I am sitting on Vyasas, and she will come and slap me right here. What will be my response? Will I call security? But when devotees does, we have problem, because we know that blood is thicker. That is ignorance. You getting chastisement, proper chastisement, yes, but you getting chastisement, why? Why are you not protected and unnecessarily getting chastisement? Can you get anything in life which is not due to you? Whatever is pending from your previous karma, it is coming to you. Accept it. It is fortunate or unfortunate, whatever it may be the case, it is our karma which comes. So you got certain person, you got certain kind of people around you, they are very soft, that is your karma. If they are very strong, that is your karma. Accept it. I was just talking to Bhavamai Nityanand Prabhu in the morning. I told him when flood comes in Ganges, Ganga is flooded everywhere. The flood means destruction. But then now scientists are finding out that flood is good. Why? 5 million tons of minerals every year Ganga brings from mountains. And when the flood water goes all over the land, the minerals goes all over the land. And that is why the most fertile land in the world is UP, Bihar, which is across Ganga. 10% of the world population stays near Ganga because the land is so fertile. So you may see flood as destruction, but when flood recedes, what you get is minerals. On that minerals, when that minerals are mixed with soil, you can grow very nice, grains or anything you want to grow.
So you mentioned this example, but immediately we are not able to see that benefit.
That is what we need knowledge.
We see that right now I am getting discouraged, so service is not properly done. So what is the use of such chastisement? Instead, better if properly done.
That is what we have to see and wait. Like why I spoke with Bhavamai Nityanand Prabhu in the morning. I was about to start chanting. Suddenly I saw him, I spoke. Because something happened in my life, which is happening from the night, which I saw, it should not have happened. But in the morning, that negative became completely positive. And that's what this example came and I told him. So we have to wait. Wait and meditate and contemplate, pray to Krishna, how this thing is. Like in Prabhupada's life, when Krishna took away this, when Prabhupada's store was stolen, money was stolen, 7,000 rupees, 1930s, it's a big amount. What did Prabhupada? Prabhupada is in Bombay. What did he do? He just laughed. And he remembered the verse which is quoted by Yudhishthir Maharaj, that Krishna is more merciful than he takes away. So Krishna is merciful on you, that is why he is crushing your false ego. So again and again, reading, hearing and reminding this thing to us, we'll come to the level that whatever may happen, you see what happened with Prabhupada, what happened with Mother Sita, what happened with Draupadi, what happened with Pandavas. Yudhishthir is happy. He's telling, my Lord, do I really need to become king? This Vanvas is so good. Imagine their level. So by them, Krishna is teaching us. First canto, Srila Prabhupada writes, through the example of acharyas and pure devotees, Krishna is teaching us. So we have to accept. If you take up some job in some company, who is giving you that job? One devotee came to me. He said, Prabhuji, my manager is very unhappy. You know, he may kick me out. I said, who gave you job? Your manager gave you job? No. Who gave you job? My karma. Then only your karma can take the job, not this manager. He is not powerful. He is powerless. So by your karma, you are getting the job. By your karma, your job is getting taken away. Why you become angry? Prabhupada said, why you become angry on what you have already done? Just accept it. So whatever negative we see is coming in our life is because of our own past karma. Are you completely sinless? Do you not have any bad karma accrued from previous life? And even if you don't have, you will become pure devotee, still the problems will come. Then Krishna to teach others, he will give you problems. So we have to understand, that's our own life. Nobody can harm us, nobody can hurt us. That's what Krishna is giving protection. It's only our own action, the reaction is coming now. Only thing is you are not able to remember what action I have done so that I have to face this reaction. We have forgot the action. Neki kar darya me dal. Humne paap kiya darya me dal diya. To abhi darya se aa raha hai tsunami. Last year, government of Maharashtra is telling ban plastic and people are saying, what will we use? We need plastic. And immediately after there was a big, you know, this waves coming to Bombay. So much rain, so many waves. And next day it was given in the newspaper, 12,000 kilos of plastic ocean gave in just 2 hours. You didn't see when you are giving plastic to the ocean. For months we are giving. In 2 hours he gave it back. So you have done so much, and if you get someone giving you heavy chastisement, quick fix. And you go to ATM, sorry sir, only 100 rupees note available, and you have to withdraw 40,000 rupees. So how many times you have to insert the card? And if there is a 2,000 rupees note available, that only one time 20 notes finish. So jada chastisement, more purification, quick. You agree? Nalini Khan probably will understand my heart. Okay, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Nidai Gaur Premanande.